Welcome to the podcast. You know our names. If you're listening to this, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name's Peter Raymond Everett.
Hello, I'm Bridget Mary Madonna Daly. Madonna was my confirmation name.
Sean Kieran Flanagan. I went with Peter because it was my dad's name.
Ah, oh, nice. Yeah.
Ben?
Ben Dickwood.
Well, not Richard? Was it ever Richard? Or
no, it's
Dick?
Richard. Yeah, it's just funny to say.
It is. Ben Dickwood.
It is funny. Yeah. Now, Spider.
Yes.
You made a promise today during the show.
No, I didn't make any promises.
Yeah, I think you did.
No,
We made a promise on your behalf. We voted and we've decided
that's
that you...
Right. We promised.
Well, before you tell us what you're going to tell us.
I think we spoke about this last week.
No, I think you need to swear him in.
I do. So repeat after me, please. Place your hand on the AFL rulebook.
Yeah.
And repeat after me.
I
can't
lie.
Lie. All right.
What are we doing?
Bridget?
This is your fault.
What have I done?
You said the only adjective to describe me on a mad
no,
Monday
no, I
is
said if I was... No.
Disgusting.
Yeah, I that was off the back of if my coach, Simon Goodwin, after a grand final, said that we cannot go home, okay, to see our wives, our families, because we are here in Perth. This is what he said.
Yeah, look, we'll stay here for 4 or 5 days, finish the season off the right way, obviously celebrate together.
Four or five days.
You're in a different city. You've just won the premiership. Yeah. You can't go home till the wife, the kids, nothing. Dinner, lunch, breakfast, everything's cooked for you. You've got a hotel room there and you've won a premiership.
Oh.
There is only one word that could possibly describe me on Mad Monday of that week.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that would be disgusting.
Okay. So for the newbies in the team who it's their first Mad Monday, take us through, maybe give them some advice on the disgusting behaviour from your past that they might be able to get up to.
Well, the Saints boys have been in trouble before.
No, we want to hear about you.
No, no. Yeah. Look.
Restart the dream sequence.
Yeah. No, I was never a massive, like...
Yeah, we
And remember, I can't lie, you are so swan.
I remember our last one at Sydney.
Can't have been that good then.
Well, I don't really remember bits of it.
Okay.
And we went all night. We woke up, we went to sleep out the front of where we were having our Mad Monday at the pub on the veranda because Mad Monday started at 10 and we got to the veranda about 6:30 and we used the bread that they were going to use for our lunch as our pillows.
Okay.
And when we woke up around about 9, not that long, and everybody's walking past in Sydney going to work. And he's asleep. Anyway, we've gone inside the pub and for some silly reason there was like maybe 8 steps between where the bar was and where everybody else was drinking.
Oh, dear.
And
8 steps.
Yeah. I remember I only had thongs on. And I don't know what time of the afternoon it was.
Yes.
But I'd fallen back, slipped on it, and smacked my head open.
Oh.
And
was it claret?
Yeah. And we have the club doc there, so he was okay.
Was he still on duty?
Sure, he was still on duty.
He was as pissed as a cricket.
Yeah, mind you, quite a few deep as well.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, I know that I put myself in a taxi. I know that I can remember somehow walking out and getting myself in a taxi.
On your own?
On my own.
Uh-huh.
And then I woke up outside of the Maroubra police station with a taxi driver and the police officer's going, get out. And I said, mate, I've got money. And I remember I had 50 bucks in my top pocket. I said, I've got money, just pay. I'm just going down the road. And they're going, nah, get out. So I got out, had to pay the cabbie, and then he just left, blood all over me, and I was like, the cops just walked off back into the police station.
But left me there. He's done.
And I'm like, how do I get home? And I was like, no cab's going to pick me up.
No.
So I thought, okay, I've got to walk home. So I walked home, but I didn't want to walk along the main street in Sydney. I wanted to walk the back street so nobody really knew.
Sure.
And I couldn't walk as it was. So anyway, I'd get back onto the main road.
No.
I'd get onto the main road.
Yep.
And a guy pulls over, picks me up. No idea to this day who this gentleman was.
Serious?
Absolutely no idea.
Champion.
And he goes, I'll drop you home.
Show us on this doll what he did.
And anyway, I get home and it was 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It was 7 o'clock. I can't remember. But I remember waking up at about 11 o'clock that night on the couch.
Yeah. Right.
On the couch.
At that point, when you first woke up, Spy, were you going, okay, is this a hangover or a head injury?
Yeah, good point.
I said to Sheree, I said, where am I? She goes, home. And I said, okay, what's today? She goes, it's Monday. And I said, no, it can't be Monday. She goes, it is. And I said, I'm never home on a Monday.
So one more hour, you would have.
I said, please, it can't be Monday. I was shattered. And Sheree's mum and dad's there. I've got blood pissing out of my head. Sleep on the couch, passed out. She's going, Jesus, my daughter's picked a cracker.
Oh, what a catch.
What a catch. That was the last one.
Well, we'll leave that for today. Wow. Let's put a peg in that because I think there's more Mad Monday stories for the week if you want to join us on the potty.
Yeah, I can't wait for the St Kilda one. I love it.
Oh. Well, we're going to ask today, do real men cry after football? Well, only if they're small in stature and they've been invited to the St Kilda Mad Monday celebrations.
And then got lit on fire.
I understand. You got let on fire. You let him get on fire.
It's his own fault.
That's a new version of that story, but we're going to get to that tomorrow. It's the most famous Mad Monday celebrations in AFL history. And you will be so sworn, I can't lie. Conspiracy Arcus is going to take us through his theory on why Melbourne lost and whether that earthquake last week was real or not real. Right, well, let's kick it off, though, with something Spider's dealing with in his family.
Yeah, talking to my daughter Caitlin yesterday, who lives in Melbourne. She had nothing else to do. She'd gone for one hour of exercise.
That's all she's allowed to do for that.
2 weeks in a row. But now I was talking to my daughter Caitlin. She's due on early January. With a little baby.
Mm, Grandpa Spider.
Grandpa Spider. So really interesting, so talking to her about, you know, baby names and what have you come up with and, you know, is she telling anybody? And she said, no, she's not telling anyone. She's got a couple of ideas. And we said, well, it kind of changes anyway when the baby's born. You're not 100% sure. And then the baby's born. And so, yeah, I'm going to take that name. And she said, but a lot of her girlfriends, there's four of them all pregnant at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh. It's on.
It is. So trying to choose the name that no one else is going to get and how are you going to declare it.
Right.
So now three of the four have posted online a girl and boy's name, so no one else takes it.
Serious? They've kind of bagged them.
Yeah. So through their social media networks and they do the reveal, whatever, said, you know what, and this is her name or this is going to be his name.
Any of them stupid names?
Well,
I'm just asking. Yeah. I'm not trying to cause trouble.
There was one. One was called, it was going to be like Cash or something like that. And I'm like, Cash? No Cash.
No cash here.
Interesting because, you know, we always kept the names private and then you'd be filthy if your friend stole your name. Yeah. So this is kind of where no one can steal your name. You say, hang on, I've declared it, no one can steal the name.
Okay, it's hard because I think you normally held onto the name because if someone goes, oh, I knew someone whose name was that, I hate that person, you know, and then it taints it for you.
It does.
But maybe this is the way moving forward. When it's in writing, it stops those people going, oh, no, I didn't know you were going to name your kid that.
It's funny,
you know, when
it?
People steal the names?
Yeah.
It's personal.
We felt like we couldn't steal a name, so we rang some buddies. Jack was very nearly called Hugo. We
That's
just both really
name.
Liked the name. And so we rang buddies who had a baby called Hugo to make sure it was okay and a bit frosty.
Really?
Yeah. And I said, look, we're going to talk about it. And they put the phone down. And I turned to Liz and went, are you going to talk about it? We didn't get a phone call back for 2 days.
Really?
Yeah, and they said, we decided it's okay with us. I mean, that's okay because we decided we're going with Jack.
Oh, we want to know who stole your baby name then. Because this takes the equation out of it. This takes, I didn't hear, or might have had too many, or no, you didn't, I didn't hear that
bit. I've posted it on Facebook. It's mine, yeah.
Do you think it's worse when I had two mates, one said the name, and so the other one named the dog that before the baby was born?
That's
got
even
a
better.
Puppy and named the puppy the name of the child before
that's
the
not
child
fair.
Was born.
You can get a puppy quicker than 9 months. It's not like you can, yeah.
Yeah, I love that. That's a good idea, though. Yeah.
You would think that.
Yeah, we want to know who stole the baby name. Yeah. Who stole your baby name?
Annie, did someone steal the baby name? Annie, what happened? Tell us.
Sure did.
Oh. Tell us about it. We want to hate on them too.
When I was in university, in my book, I wrote, if I have a boy, I'm going to call him Angus. If I have a girl, I'm going to call her Lillian, and then she'd be short for Lily.
Oh. Beautiful.
And then my girlfriend fell pregnant before me, and she was going to have a boy. She thought she was having a boy and she had a name picked. And I said, oh, if I have a girl, I'll call her Lily. And she went, done. If I have a girl, I'm calling it Lily.
No,
no, no. I called her Lily. No, that's so rude.
I know. But thankfully, I had a boy. So he's Angus.
Do you still talk to her?
So I won.
Yeah, you did win. You did Spider win. Wants to know, do you still talk to her?
No, not at all.
No. Yeah, that's the way. Enough. Fair enough.
She's a thief. She's a dirty thief.
Yep.
I know. Right. It was awful. I couldn't believe it. She hurt me so much.
A dirty thief.
It's a really passive-aggressive thing
to
do.
It's a horrible thing to do. Yeah. Annie, sorry to hear it.
Hey, well, you're in with a shot at the meat tray at the end of the week, okay, from Bermuda Butcher.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Good luck. Hopefully that makes up for it. Let's go to Darren, who's in Mullandina. Darren, tell us what happened.
Oh, we decided what baby name we wanted to have, and so my wife thought it was a good thing to let the sisters know what we decided. Mm-hmm. And so she told her sisters what's going to happen. This is what we're calling our baby. And the sister got pregnant before we did, and she said, oh, you might not have a boy, so we'll take that name instead.
Oh, no. What was the name?
Brock.
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 And so how did it play out in the end?
Oh, we ended up having a boy and calling him something else.
Johnson.
No.
No, it worked out good. We actually named him after the white tiger at Dreamworld, Taj.
Taj.
Taji.
Plus he might have gone with Winka.
So is Brock your least favourite nephew?
Yeah.
No, he's all right. He takes after Peter Brock.
Oh, that's beautiful. Okay.
Then. Did it damage the relationship with the sister at all?
No way.
Oh.
They still love each other, so.
Okay.
They have to.
I think the deal is you should just name, like, make up a really out there name that you're never going to name your child. Tell everyone that.
Yeah.
See who steals it.
That's right.
Silly enough.
Yeah.
I can't wait to meet my little kid, Telepathy.
Jokes, it's just Jack.
Well, one thing for sure, they didn't steal the name Conspiracy Arcus from anybody. And Con is the biggest conspiracy theorist in the country, and he thinks the earthquake in Melbourne was put on by Dan Andrews.
The pandemic has given birth to many, many conspiracy theories and conspiracy theorists. Yeah. The greatest of all is Conspiracy Arcus. I don't know if you remember last week during the riots in Melbourne, someone got shot with rubber bullets.
Mm. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, strangely, it turns out to be Con.
No.
Is Conspiracy Arcus, and if he's listening to this, I'm probably already dead. So towards the ladies, and here's my medical warning to those ladies. Ladies, if you have been listening to my beautiful voice since this message began, you have probably already produced a dozen viable human eggs. So unless you want to repopulate the planet, you better wear rubber wading pants to work, drink, say. I'm talking heaps of eggs, minimum, optimum, dude. Minimum octomum, dude. Could even be an octomum, so unless you want 9 kids. Anyway. Everybody knows the earthquake in Melbourne was fake, eh? Come on, man. You wobble the camera, you break a sauce bottle. I have footage in my laptop of Dan Andrews shaking the supermarket shelf from the other side. Oh, my goodness, the long life milk said no one ever. Tip some bricks on the ground, easy to fake a quake. And Victorian Premier Dan Andrews made us believe that there was an earthquake just so they could use the rubber bullets on the protesters. I got one right in the ghoulies, dude. And I'm not even a member of the CMFEU or nothing. I was mistaken for one because I'm a member of the CMEFU. You're a very different union, mate. CMEFU is our club song. Anyway, we'll move on. But do you think it's more than a little sus that suddenly the Melbourne Storm miss out on the grand final? I have proof they were cheated, man. Oh, yeah, I'm holding the ace in the a-hole.
Fist bump!
Grab the laptop and grab the long life milk. It's horrible. Just get the laptop and Con, for the last time, put your hands up or I'm going to fire on three.
You don't have it in you, you whoosh.
Three. Oh, that's a bit earlier than I was ready for, you dog.
Two.
Oh, again. Two shots, two in the ghoulies. That's each ghoulie one bullet. Oh, I haven't seen your life before. What is your name, marksman?
My name is Kaiser Soze Inigo Montoya.
So do I have to, like, say Kaiser every time?
People just call me Duncan.
Whoa.
But I don't like it when people call me Duncan.
Okay, so Kaiser Soze Inigo Montoya it is then. I get it.
Amazing weekend in the footy. Lots of winners, lots of losers. Spider is bringing the question, do real men cry after footy?
And we're just asking the question, do real men cry after a football game?
No.
Win, lose or draw? Like I saw over the weekend and Bruno, a mate of mine, rings me, FaceTimes me after Melbourne. Melbourne win the premiership.
Who's he go for?
Melbourne.
It's Bruno,
and he was,
right,
he was crying.
What?
He was crying.
Is that a win?
Oh, God. Come on, mate.
Surely it's the Western Bulldogs should be sobbing.
Yeah, that's right. But no, he was. He was sobbing.
Excuse me.
This is on FaceTime. This is to another male. Like, I care if he's crying. Like, mate, please.
You're born loving the team with AFL. You followed them the whole time. They've never won in your lifetime. They win. It's emotional.
And?
You get teary.
Is that it?
See, Bruno,
that sounds like Bruno.
That's
but
beautiful.
I understand if you're a player out there on the ground or if you're a coach or, you know, the support staff out there and the emotion and that get to you. But he's on FaceTime on a phone.
Yes.
Tears.
Yeah.
And I was like,
it's beautiful.
I had to laugh. I couldn't. He must have had too much of his old man's homebrew. I don't know.
I think it's beautiful. Honestly, you follow them the whole season. You follow them your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Your whole family does. You're sitting there. It's a win. Emotions don't just mean tears because you're sad.
I'm
it's everything.
On this one. No. I think he's got his gob open underneath the distillery. Yeah. He's got gin going straight in.
Oh,
it's making
come
him sad.
On.
Oh, it's embarrassing. Lyndon. Hello.
Yeah, hi. How are you guys?
Do real men cry at the footy?
Look, I think so. I've got fairly good proof of that over the weekend.
Oh.
my partner's a Melbourne supporter. And, he played footy at school and everything else. And, I mean, he follows the football. He bets on the football. He's totally involved in it all.
Yes.
And I went upstairs, to check on the match. And, he had very red eyes and was beautiful.
That is beautiful.
He's having a weep. Lyndon, as his wife, and you see him upset like that and emotional, does it make him more attractive or less attractive to you?
Look, I thought it was pretty good because, I mean, it's a bit of an emotional build-up, isn't it, particularly over 57 years.
Yeah. Exactly, Lyndon. I think it's beautiful. It's adorable.
I think he had tears in his eyes because he didn't back Melbourne to have 40-plus points in the multi. Who we got here?
Rod from our newsroom.
The newsroom.
Yeah.
How'd you go out to Manly? Did you tear it up?
I would argue with you, Peter, that the fans are sometimes just as emotionally, if not more, emotionally invested than the players. We've all seen the players tear up at the end of the game.
Did you cry over the weekend, Rod, with Manly? Like, yes or no?
No.
Rodney?
That went up at the end, Rodney. And we've spoken about that, haven't we?
Okay. Big
the inflection.
Mick. Big Mick, do real men cry at the footy or after the footy?
You're there to play the sport, right? You love it, of course. Sure. If you lose, you lose. I mean, you've made it that far. That's pretty good.
So you don't cry, do you, Mick?
No way, buddy. Yeah, what would you cry for? I mean, okay, tears of happiness sometimes if
See?
You win.
There you go, tears of happiness. No. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, not even that.
Yeah. You're probably right, not even that. I mean, the finals I played in, I mean, the last thing I did was cry. I mean, was I right?
You can't afford to lose that much fluid from your body. You've got to stay hydrated, don't you?
All right, Dez. Dez and Pack Pines, hello, mate. Do you cry?
Guys.
Do real men cry? Like, even a winning team, do you cry or do you lose?
Absolutely. I cried after the Raiders were robbed of the grand final against the Roosters in 2019.
And just how old were you then?
I was 41.
Oh! Okay.
Well, you're following the Raiders, you'd cry a lot then, wouldn't you?
I know.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know what
it's
to
emotional.
Say.
It's emotional when you get beat.
It's true. You're a real man for owning it, Dez. Thank you.
No worries.
Are you crying now?
I think he's crying now. It's okay, Dez.
Is he all right, mate?
Just put your arms around yourself.
I'm just thinking about the whole 2019, the grand final, you know, it's getting to me.
Yeah. And how the Titans have just pinched your hooker.
Yeah.
You gonna squirt a little now, Dez?
Don't get started on that.
We are good and done here on the podcast. If you want to catch the show, check it out from 5 a.m. on weekdays on 92.5 FM. But stick around and have a listen to the podcast tomorrow too, when Spider's going to tell us how he let a guy get on fire.